Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
So we're talking about Chinglish. We're on day two of our Chinglish article. What is Chinglish?
Chinglish is when you take Chinese and try to translate it to English word for word. You don't want to find the right expression in English. You just kind of, you know, turn it into English.
Yeah.
And it comes out kind of wacky and weird. And
yeah, often you might do this if you use like a translator, an internet translator that's not that good. Or it's not finding an expression that matches. It's just taking each word one by one. We talked like electric brain.
Right.
Dear now, of course, you should say computer.
Right. Those translators are good for individual words, but
yes.
If you pop a whole sentence in there, it's going to come out kind of weird.
Somewhat strange, yes.
Yeah.
So I've done that too. I have to figure things out.
Right.
All right, now, Chinglish, it's Chinese English, but other countries in Asia do have the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a different name, so I believe in Korea they call it Konglish,
Konglish.
Like Korean English.
Mm-hmm.
Singlish for kind of Singapore English.
Mm-hmm.
English for is Japanese English.
Right.
There are various different ones, and it's all due to these literal translations. Now, we finished last time by saying that Chinglish can be very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to find out more about that. So let's read through the article.
Reading. Chinglish. You know my mean? The reason Chinglish is so amusing is that the Chinese and English languages don't share much in common. Chinese characters often have multiple meanings, so directly translating them can bring about crazy results. For instance, the Chinese character kan can either mean look at, see, or watch. Yet in English, these words and phrases have very different meanings. So, the sentence watch your kids might be translated as look at your kids in Chinglish. This greatly changes the meaning. Instead of telling parents to be careful for their children's safety, the Chinglish sign orders them to stare at their kids. While some people look down on Chinglish, many find great delight and humor in it. The language has even developed a cult following online, with several Chinglish blogs popping up. Foreigners will often snap pictures of funny examples of Chinglish and upload them to these sites. So, if you're in Asia and see a sign that reads, care for life, do not fun, don't let it spoil your mood. You've just witnessed a bit of Chinglish in action. How's your feeling?
So we start off our article by saying, the reason Chinglish is so amusing is that the Chinese and English languages don't share much in common.
Right.
So amusing, A-M-U-S-I-N-G, is an adjective, and it just means funny or humorous or likely to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember yesterday, we talked about the ing and ed adjectives. This is an ing one, so it's describing something. If something is amusing, it's funny. If you are amused with ed, you just want to laugh.
Right.
So let's use it in a sentence. Ricky is always saying amusing things that make his friends laugh. So he is amusing, his friends are amused.
Right. And so we're talking about Chinese and English here, and we say that they don't share much in common,
mm-hmm.
right? So this is a phrase, to share something in common. It means to have something in common. These two things, there's something between them that is the same. They feature something in common.
Yeah, that's the same in both things. Even though the two things are different, they've got, we also say, common ground in the middle. English and Chinese doesn't really have any of that.
Maybe just subject, verb, object. And,
yeah,
there are
verbs, there are nouns.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
A lot of things are very different.
Exactly.
Mm.
One example, baseball and cricket. I mean, they both have a bat and a ball, and people score runs by running.
You have people in the outfield who try to catch the ball.
But there are a lot of differences. But at least those sports do have something in common.
Right. Now, the article continues, Chinese characters often have multiple meanings,
mm-hmm.
so directly translating them can bring about crazy results.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So we say that they have multiple meanings. What does it mean to have multiple of something?
Well, multiple is just more than one,
mm-hmm.
okay? If there's multiple things, it's not just one thing. It could be two, it could be four, it could be as many.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the pentathlon, this is an Olympic sport. It's multiple sports. It's actually five sports, okay, in one. Multiple sports. Those are fencing, which is sword fighting, shooting with pistols, swimming, running, and horse riding. You've
right.
got to be good at all of those to win the pentathlon.
Gee.
That's challenging.
Yeah. Now, the article continues. So we're talking about Chinese characters. It
sure.
says, for instance, the Chinese character kan,
okay.
like to look, can either mean look at, see, or watch.
Okay.
So these are, but in English,
three meanings.
These are three different things.
Yes, the article does say, yet in English, these words and phrases, so look, at, see, and watch, all of those, they have slightly different meanings, or in some
right.
cases, very different meanings,
hmm.
okay, that when you translate them, can be completely different, okay, is an example.
Okay, so the sentence, watch your kids
yes.
in English might be translated as look at your kids in Chinglish.
Okay, so watch your kids, look at your kids. Our article says this greatly changes the meaning.
Right, so if we watch our kids, it means like we're trying to take care of them, right?
Yep.
Like make sure they don't do anything bad or crazy.
Yeah.
If you just look at your kids, it's like you just stare at
there
them.
There it is.
Yep, that's a kid.
Still
there.
A kid.
Still there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our article actually explains more. It says, instead of telling children to be careful for their children's safety, which is watch your kids, meaning make sure they behave, make sure they don't do anything
parents.
Bad, you'd say watch, yep. So the parents to be careful, instead of doing that, the Chinglish sign, look at your kids, would just order them to stare at the kids. Yep, it's a kid. There we go. So, the difference between watch your kids and look at your kids.
Now,
we use the verb order.
Order, what's this? Order, spelled O-R-D-E-R, means to tell, command, or instruct someone, and to use a lot of authority when doing so.
Mm.
I order you to clean your room.
Yeah, that would be it. It can also be a noun, of course. You could give someone an order, which
right.
is also lots of authority.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between order and ask. If your mom asked you to clean up your room, it could be, could you please clean up your room?
Please.
Okay, but order is do it.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Go upstairs and clean your room.
Yeah.
Now, the article goes on to say, while some people look down on Chinglish, many find great delight and humor in it.
Yeah, I'm one of those people right here.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't, you know, we should still try to fix it, I guess.
We are English teachers. We should try and improve that English. But
mm-hmm.
it's kind of funny when you see a really good piece of Chinglish out there.
Now, what the article says that some people look down on Chinglish, does that mean they're actually, like, looking
down on it?
Yeah,
well, I guess if the sign was on the floor, like the kids, no. Here, look down on. If you look down on something, you consider something as kind of low quality and useless and not really worthy of your attention. You're just kind of like, I'm higher than that, I'm above that. So you consider yourself superior to that. For example, Steve is arrogant, and he looks down on people who are less successful than he is. Like, I've got a much better job than you.
Oh, you see my Mercedes?
Yeah, look at my BMW.
What is that, a Frica? Yeah, nice ride, buddy.
Yeah, that's looking down on someone.
Well,
we also saw some people take or find delight in it. So
right, delight. What is this? Delight, well, that's a noun, spelled D-E-L-I-G-H-T, and it just means great pleasure and enjoyment. So you take delight in
mm-hmm.
something. You
yes.
have enjoyment in something. So you can say take delight or find delight in. It can also be a verb.
Yeah.
Something delights me.
Yeah, it could delight you.
So, for example, we could say the children cheered in delight when the magician made a watch disappear.
What? It was mine, obviously. Oh, I've got to fix
that.
So that's it as a noun. Okay, so the article goes on and says, the language, meaning Chinglish, has even developed a cult following online, with several Chinglish blogs popping up.
Right.
Now, a cult following, this is interesting. Cult is spelled C-U-L-T, cult following. And this is when a small but passionate group of people are really devoted to some kind of pop culture.
Right.
Often that's something that's kind of strange and is not really popular with the general public.
Right.
So some movies have a cult following and some people really love them, mm-hmm. even if critics say, nah, that's no good.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of movies like that.
Yeah, like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, that has a huge, passionate cult following.
People dress up and they go to the
midnight show.
And then they have certain things that they yell during the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a whole
It's thing. A fan thing.
Yeah.
So we also saw blogs. There's Chinglish blogs.
Right. Blog, spelled B-L-O-G, short for web log, mm-hmm. is an online journal or diary where people write and post their thoughts.
Yeah.
So, for example, Ivy writes in her blog 2 or 3 times a week about cats.
Yeah,
people
do this now instead of handwriting in a diary.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of these blogs popping up.
Mm-hmm.
To pop up, P-O-P-U-P, just two words, means to kind of appear suddenly and unexpectedly. You don't see them coming. They just pop up. So we use it when you suddenly see these things everywhere, like small mm-hmm. independent coffee shops in Taiwan. Nowadays, everywhere, you can see these small, really good coffee stores everywhere.
Right.
They're popping up all over Taiwan.
Right.
Now, pop-up is also today's shortcut for you, so we're going to take a quick break now and look at the video for this phrase. So we talked about Chinese, Chinglish blogs there, and they're popping up everywhere. The article says, foreigners will often snap pictures of funny examples of Chinglish and upload them to these sites. So they snap photos.
Guilty.
Yeah,
guilty
you
did that. Charge.
Yeah,
or,
me too.
Just Facebook.
Yeah,
you know,
true. So yeah, to snap, S-N-A-P, snap, just means to take a photo. So it's another way of saying take a photo, snap a photo. You could snap shots of popular landmarks, like mm-hmm. we talked about in day one,
right,
for example.
Right, you went to Paris and you saw the Louvre.
So you snap them, then you upload them. What does upload mean?
Well, to upload, this is a verb spelled U-P-L-O-A-D, and it means to move data from one computer or device to another, usually a bigger computer or onto the Internet.
Yes.
So, let's say I took a bunch of photos on my smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and I want to put them on Facebook.
Yes.
I'll just go on there, and I'll say, post to Facebook.
Yes.
And it will send them and upload them.
That will upload it.
It will go up onto that computer,
okay.
wherever it is, and then everyone can see my funny Chinglish photos.
Exactly. Mm. We're going to get another example here of Chinglish. Our article advice is, so, if you're in Asia and see a sign that reads, care for life. Do not fun. Okay, don't let that spoil your mood. Okay, the word spoil is spelled S-P-O-I-L, spoil. It's a verb. And it means to make something worse or less valuable or even destroy it completely.
Mm.
For example, someone could make a rude remark that spoils the mood in a room. Everyone's having a good time and then someone says something and just like, oh.
Greg walked in and said, nice shoes. Are they new? They're the ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
And the girl starts crying.
Yeah.
Spoiled the mood.
Who designed your shoes? Picasso?
Yeah. So, care for life. Do not fun.
I want to fun.
Okay. So, this the article says, you've just witnessed a bit of Chinglish in action.
Mm.
So, what is witness? Witness can be a verb here.
Witness here is a verb, spelled W-I-T-N-E-S-S, and it means to see something as it takes place. So, we could say, for example, Ian witnessed a car accident on the way to work. So, he witnessed it. And he, at that point, he becomes a witness,
okay.
right?
So your Chinese is better than mine. So care for life, do not fun.
Mm.
What do you think that might mean?
I guess it means watch out for yourself and don't play around in this area.
Oh, so don't, like, maybe somewhere dangerous.
Right,
so
like
do
a
not
cliff.
Fun there.
Maybe there's like a cliff, like Tadoko Gorge or something. It's like don't, you know, no horsing around here.
I see.
Might fall over.
All right, our article finishes with a final piece of Chinglish that's going to ask you really, what do you think of this? And it is, how's your feeling? So, of course, this isn't exactly the correct translation. We should really say, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever think you want to know how someone, what someone thinks about something, don't say, how's your feeling?
My feeling? It's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. My feeling's fine.
Yeah.
But you say, how do you feel, or what do you think? Something mm-hmm. like that. All right, that is the end of our article for today, but we're not quite finished because we're going now to our For You chat question.
Shortcut for You.
Would you like to go for a cup of coffee, Pat?
I'd love to. Where would you like to go?
A new place just opened up near my office.
Oh, there are new cafes popping up everywhere these days.
I don't understand.
If something pops up, it appears somewhere, usually quickly or without much warning.
I get it. Pop up means 突然出现.
That's right. It's like flowers in spring. They just start popping up as soon as the weather gets better.
If you like flowers, we should go to the cafe in the park instead.
Great! Let's go!
For You Chat.
Today's chat question is, do you think Chinglish is a good thing or bad thing? And why? So we've got to give a reason here. Over to you.
Well, I think it's funny, for sure.
It is.
But obviously, no one wants to do this on purpose. So it's bad, right?
Yeah,
it's incorrect.
It's an accident. It's something that's wrong.
Right, and if you point it out, you know, hopefully they'll change it.
Yeah.
But until you point it out, it can be very entertaining for us. Maybe not for the person who wrote it. They probably feel embarrassed.
Let's be nice here. It does work the other way. If I try and say something in Chinese,
right.
I would probably say it completely wrong. I'd pronounce it wrong. I'd get the tones wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might kind of laugh at what I said. Okay, so as long as you're not mean about it, if you just kind of treat it as it's okay, language is hard, you made a little mistake, don't worry. So we're not laughing at you because we think we're better. We just think it's funny. And you can laugh at us for our bad Chinese, too.
And you do.
Yes, and it happens. I think Chinglish is good because, I mean, it kind of keeps us in a job. You know,
if people could
just go online and get all the English they needed without, you know, and just translate, it's perfect.
What kind of world would that be?
We wouldn't have a job. We wouldn't be able to stay in Taiwan and teach and educate you guys. So as long as bad software translations exist, there's still a reason for us to be here.
And like you said, it works the other way around. So if you decide to go abroad and teach Chinese for some reason, one day in the future, you know, people are going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Their Chinese is going to be terrible, and then you can help them, you can teach them otherwise, and then that way they won't make those mistakes.
I have got some funny examples about Chinese, my friends have said, that has been wrong, but some of it is a little bit impolite. I can't really say it on the script, so we're going to have to, if you ever see me, I'll tell you in person, but I can't tell you right now. But that's all we've got time for, guys, so thanks for watching. Careful with your Chinglish. Try and get rid of it if you can. But for English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Chinglish. You know my mean? The reason Chinglish is so amusing is that the Chinese and English languages don't share much in common. Chinese characters often have multiple meanings, so directly translating them can bring about crazy results. For instance, the Chinese character, kan, can either mean look at, see, or watch. Yet in English, these words and phrases have very different meanings. So, the sentence watch your kids might be translated as look at your kids in Chinglish. This greatly changes the meaning. Instead of telling parents to be careful for their children's safety, the Chinglish sign orders them to stare at their kids. While some people look down on Chinglish, many find great delight and humor in it. The language has even developed a cult following online, with several Chinglish blogs popping up. Foreigners will often snap pictures of funny examples of Chinglish and upload them to these sites. So, if you're in Asia and see a sign that reads, "Care for life, do not fun," don't let it spoil your mood. You've just witnessed a bit of Chinglish in action. How's your feeling? Vocabulary Review.
Amusing. This cartoon is amusing because all of its characters are so strange and cute. Order. The father ordered his children to clean up the mess in their rooms. Delight. Nina finds great delight in buying something she likes when it's on sale. Snap. The group of tourists got off the bus and began snapping photos of everything they saw. Upload. Benson uploaded some pictures of his vacation to the internet for his friends and family to see. Spoil. Angela spoiled her appetite by eating too many snacks right before dinner.